ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो विल बी डिस्कसिंग कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 20 एंटाइटल्ड द डायनेस्टी ऑफ कुरु एंड दिस इज टेक्स्ट नंबर 22 दैट वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस टुडे। रेतोधा पुत्रो नयति नरदेव यमक्षयात् त्वं चास्य धाता गर्भस्य सत्यमाह शकुन्तला। रेतोधा पुत्रो नयति नरदेव यमक्षयात् त्वं चास्य धाता गर्भस्य सत्यमाह शकुन्तला। रेतोधा पुत्रो नयति नरदेव यमक्षयात् त्वं चास्य धाता गर्भस्य सत्यमाह शकुन्तला। रेतोधा पुत्रो नयति नरदेव यमक्षयात् त्वं चास्य धाता गर्भस्य सत्यम् आह शकुन्तला। यमक्षयात् त्वं चास्य धाता गर्भस्य सत्यमाह शकुन्तला। माताजी, रेतोधा पुत्रो नयति सत्यमाह शकुन्तला। रेतोधा पुत्रो नयति नरदेव यमक्षयात् अंचास्य धाता गर्भस्य सत्यम् आह शकुन्तला। रेतोधा पुत्रो नयति नरदेव यमक्षयात् त्वं चास्य धाता गर्भस्य सत्यमाह शकुन्तला। रेतोधा, अ पर्सन हु डिस्चार्जेस सीमेन। पुत्रः, द सन। नयति, सेव्स। नरदेव, ओ किंग महाराज दुष्मंत। यमक्षयात, फ्रॉम पनिशमेंट बाय यमराज और फ्रॉम द कस्टडी ऑफ यमराज। त्वम, योर गुड सेल्फ। च एंड Asya of this child. Dhata, the creator. Garbhasya of the embryo. Satyam, truthfully. Ah, said. Shakuntala, your wife Shakuntala. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhayajagannarayana Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. O King Dushmanta, he who discharges semen is the actual father, and his son saves him from the custody of Yamaraj. You are the actual procreator of this child. Indeed, Shakuntala is speaking the truth. Purport. Upon hearing the omen, Maharaj Dushmanta accepted his wife and child. According to Vedic Smriti, Punnamo narakat yasmat pitaram trayate sutaha tasmat putra iti proktaha swayam eva swayam bhuva. Because the son delivers his father from punishment in the hell called put, the son is called putra. According to this principle, when there is a disagreement between the father and mother, it is the father, not the mother, who is delivered by the son. But if the wife is faithful and firmly adherent to her husband, when the father is delivered, the mother is also delivered. Consequently, there is no such thing as divorce in the Vedic literature. A wife is always trained to be chaste and faithful to her husband, for this helps her achieve deliverance from any abominable material condition. This verse clearly says, Putro nayati naradeva yamakshayat. The son saves his father from the custody of Yamaraj. It never says, Putro nayati mataram. The son saves his mother. The seed-giving father is delivered, not the storekeeper mother. Consequently, husband and wife should not separate under any condition. For if they have a child whom they raise to be a Vaishnava, he can save both the father and mother from the custody of Yamaraj and punishment in hellish life. So, Hare Krishna. It's so nice to see all the devotees gathering again. And with all your blessings, we'll try to discuss something from Srimad Bhagavatam, today's verse. So first thing that Prabhupada says in the purport is that put means there is a put named, a hell named put, and son delivers the forefathers or the father from this hell, therefore it's called putra. Punnamno narakat trayate iti putraha. So it's very interesting that in our Vedic civilization, there is always a consideration of consequences. Everyone acts foreseeing the consequences. This is what Arjuna does before engaging in the battle. He is thinking what will be the consequences of that battle. In chapter 1 we see that Arjuna is saying, Kim no rajyena Govinda? Even if we win this battle and gain this kingdom, what's the use? Why? Because let's see what are the consequences of this battle. He says, Kulakshaya pranashyanti kuladharma sanatana. Dharme nashte kulam krishnam adharma bhavatyuta. He says that if in this battle, if the entire elderly people are killed, then what will happen? Pranashanti, kula dharma sanatana. The regulative principles and other purificative processes which guide the varnashram dharma, they will be lost. And then what will happen? Adharma vibhavat krishna pradushanti kulastriya. And then the womanly class will get contaminated. And what will happen after that? We'll see, he's just explaining. Strishu dushtasu varshneya jayate varana sankara. And then there will be rise of unwanted population in the society. Prabhupada writes in the purport that we require good human population for the advancement of spiritual knowledge, and the responsibility, of course it is everyone's responsibility, but the responsibility lies on the womanhood. The entire good population depends on the chastity and the faithfulness of the womanhood, like that Prabhupada writes in the purport. And what will happen if the women are contaminated? Then sankaro naraka yaiva kulagnanam kulasya cha, that if this unwanted population prevails in the society, then what will happen? Patanti pitarohi yesham lupta pindo dakakriya, because there will not be any purificatory processes, and there won't be any oblations to the forefathers, and therefore they will fall, the pitar or the forefathers will fall in hell, like that. And Prabhupada comments there that those who are not devotees, they are supposed to offer those oblations. Why? Because if by some sinful reactions the forefathers are not getting body to function with, that means they are wandering around in ghostly bodies, then this oblations will help them, because the oblations are something you offer to Lord Vishnu first, and then the naivedya you offer to forefathers, and then they get delivered. But then Prabhupada writes, if one is performing devotional service, then he is not required to pay those oblations, because automatically they will be delivered. And what is the proof? We see in the 7th canto, Shri Prahlad Maharaj, when he is asked for benediction by Lord Narasimha Dev. So first Prahlad Maharaj chastises Narasimha Dev, saying that what kind of servant will ask for material benedictions from the master, and what kind of master will offer material benediction in exchange of service? Then it's not service. He's saying, natat bhakta savai vanik. He says, this is just a businessman. If you go to a shop, you just produce some cash, he will give you the product and the change. Like, you know, that's our relationship is not like that. And then Prahlad Maharaj asks for two benedictions. He says that if you at all want to give me benediction, then these two benedictions I ask. He says that yadi dasasi me kaman varastvam varadarshabha kamana mrudi asamroha bhavatastu vranevaram. He knows the verse, yeah. So if you at all desire to give me any benediction, then let there not be any materialistic desire in my heart. And Prabhupada writes, the desire to serve is not materialistic desire, it's beyond. That desire has to be there. But any unwanted desire, I don't want it in my heart when I am serving you. That's the first benediction. And second benediction he asks, that because my father committed lots of offenses to you. And Prahlad Maharaj knew that by touch of Narasimha Dev, definitely this Hiranyakashipu is delivered. But to be doubly assured, Prahlad Maharaj says, please deliver my father from all the offenses. I want to hear it from your mouth that he is delivered, my father is delivered. And Prabhupada writes very interesting thing in the purport. He says that although Prahlad was put into so many difficulties or inconveniences, eulogistically speaking, inconveniences, actually he was put into death troubles, right? So still Prahlad could not forget the affection of his father toward him, and therefore he prays for his deliverance. And interestingly, very Narasimha Dev replies, what to speak of your father, the 21 generations of your father are also delivered. So if you count, the acharyas explain that Prahlad Maharaj, his father is Hiranyakashipu. Now Hiranyakashipu's father is Kashyapa. Kashyapa's father is Marichi. Marichi's father is Lord Brahma. So that's it. Three generations, right? So Which 21 generations are we talking about? So then Acharyas explain that, okay, let's say all three of them are delivered, like, you know, Kashyap and Marichi and Brahma will be automatically be delivered because they are already devotees. So which generations are we talking about? Then the Acharyas explain, actually this benediction extends to the previous lives of whoever that living entity might be in his previous lives, even those families, their 21 generations get delivered. So that is the benediction of just chanting Hare Krishna and just reading Bhagavatam and just performing, aspiring to perform pure devotional service. So so this is about the first point that Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that simply by performing devotional service, all one's generations are delivered. So one need not do any, perform any extraneous endeavors for that. So next thing Prabhupada mentions, in case of disagreement between father and mother, it is the father who is delivered and not the mother. So some objection might be raised here, why this looks like some kind of chauvinism, right? Why only father is delivered, why not mother? Like, you know, is it some kind of discrimination? So, or, you know, so the answer is no. That when in some hospital different patients are admitted, each patient is undergoing some treatment, and one cannot say that why this patient's treatment is different than my treatment, why am I not given the same medicine as his, or why am I not given the same diet as his, like that. We cannot compare because each one has a particular type of conditioning. A soul in a conditioned by a male body has a particular disease, a soul conditioned in a female body has a particular disease, and Vedas are actually, the scriptures are actually compassionate in order to, they are just customizing the treatment based on, so each and every one of us has to follow certain rules and regulations in order to protect ourselves. One time I was speaking in one class, this is in Bombay, BJTI College. One college student was asking me that, there is a lot of injustice in Manu Samhita, he was asking me. I said, why do you think so? He says that because it says that widows should not eat lavishly. So is it not some kind of injustice or what is it called? Something against their right, or, you know. Discrimination, yeah, discrimination. Or let's say, anyway, I forgot the word. Going against their right or something like that. So then I explained that no, actually this is for the protection. Like, for example, a widow has to guard herself from all the evil influences in the society. And Jiva Goswami explains that the tongue has the power to agitate all the senses in the sandarbhas. Therefore, if the tongue is controlled by regulated diet and chanting, then there is no possibility of other senses getting disturbed. And so this is the way she can protect herself. As even for a sannyasi, it's a regulation that he should not eat so many items lavishly. As it's clear in the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, where Advaita Acharya is arranging a grand feast for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is cooking many items, like, you know, there are list of items. He puts all of that, he offers it to Krishna, and puts all the items in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he is the Supreme Lord himself, but playing a part of a sannyasi. So he says, Prabhu kahe sannyasira bhakshanahe upakaran. He says that a sannyasi is not supposed to eat so many items. Why? Iha khaile kaiche hai indriya varan. If somebody eats so many items and so many lavish items, how can he control his senses? Like that, Mahaprabhu answers. But of course, Advaita Acharya's love is so overwhelming, that Mahaprabhu cannot deny. Like, you know, he has to take it now, you know, because it's love of Advaita Acharya and his wife Sita Thakur Rani is more overwhelming than any of the rules and regulations. That's a different story. But the point is, so Mahaprabhu is explaining here that even for a, so just like there are rules for sannyasis, there are rules for women, there are rules for children, there are rules for all different types of people, because so that they can protect themselves. That's the only reason. So one time Srila Prabhupada, when he was a gurusth staying in Calcutta, his neighbor's daughter used to say, "I won't get married." So Prabhupada used to ask her, "Why won't you get married?" So that the daughter used to say that, "I don't want to be a slave of some man for rest of my life." Like, you know. So Prabhupada said, "But this is not slavery. This is grand protection." He says, "This is not slavery. This is grand protection." So, so this is also Prabhupada mentions that there was one Brahman initiation going on. This is Jadurani Mataji shares this in Prabhupada memories. And Jaya Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram Gaur Nitai Ki Jaya. So there was one ceremony going on, and the whole room is filled with smoke because Prabhupada is arranging for yajna, and there is ghee and there is smoke. And a landlady who was the yajna was happening on the first floor, and the ground floor was occupied by the landlady who used to be drunk always, like, you know. And she thought, "What's going on upstairs? Let me go and find out." So she went upstairs. Prabhupada was preparing for yajna. The whole room was filled with smoke. So that lady was drunk, and she said that, "God damn this house, you know, God damn this house." And she just stormed out of that room, slammed the door behind her. And Prabhupada just looked up innocently to his disciples and said, "What did she say? God lives in this house?" So, and then Prabhupada just nonchalantly continued with the Brahman initiation ceremony. And three Matajis were getting Brahman initiated. And that time Prabhupada explained to them that you need not have Brahmanical thread. Just by serving your husbands, you will be on equal footing with your husbands. Like that. And then he explains, when we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, whom we are addressing first? To the energy of Krishna, Radharani. So similarly, if you just simply follow your husbands, you will be on the equal footing. So this is about second point. Then he mentions that a wife is trained to be chaste and faithful to her husband. This helps her deliverance. That is the third point Prabhupada mentions in the purport. And a very nice example is in the third canto, where Devahuti is serving very nicely Karadam Muni. So how she serves? So Prabhupada instructs very nicely there. Vishrambhena Atma Shauchena Gauravena Damena Cha Shushrushaya Saurudena Vacha Madhuraya Cha Bhoho. So Prabhupada mentions there are two important processes in serving the husband. First, Vishrambhena means intimacy, and another is its diametrically opposite quality, which is also good quality, Gauravena. So sometimes when there is intimacy, there is lack of respect. But no, one has to balance the both, intimacy and respect. And then Prabhupada mentions there that this has to be maintained because there is a psychology difference between husband and wife. Husband wants to play the superior role, and wife naturally wants to take the inferior role based on bodily construction and psychology. And therefore, she can tolerate the mistakes of the husband. And Gauravena means not call him by name. Prabhupada says that's not the Vedic civilization, to call the husband by his name. Like, you know. And then use sweet words to please him. Why? Because husband is already undergoing many tribulations due to contact with material world. So therefore, it becomes wife's duty, like that. And then after doing that, what happens? Devahuti, after serving her husband nicely, gets all that she desires from her husband. She gets that kind of material opulences which could not be imagined even by demigods. And after that, she receives proper instruction. Karadam Muni leaves a facility for her in the form of Kapiladev to deliver her from the cycle of birth and death. So that's a very nice example. Another point we can consider here, assisting does not always mean that not correcting. Because Ramayana itself gives a story that when Lord Ram is carrying bow and arrow in the while they were dwelling in the forest, Mother Sita, she questions Lord Ram. That means wife can question husband. Like, you know, she questions Lord Ram. She says that, I know that there are three ways of going to hell. What are those three ways? She says that first is those who do prajalpa will go to hell, she says. Second, those who mingle unlawfully with others' wives, they will go to hell. And third, those who will kill unnecessary innocent animals, they will go to hell. So then Mother Sita says to Lord Ram that I know that first two things you will not do even in your dreams. But I see that you are dressed as a kind of tapasvi and you are carrying bow and arrow. So I am fearful that you will commit the third crime, that means killing creatures, innocent creatures, unnecessarily. So yes, Sita Devi does question Lord Ram. And then Sita Devi says, she gives one example that even somebody may be of a controlled character, but the post or position or the instrument, you know, bewilders his intelligence. Then Sita Devi tells one story. There was one tapasvi, Rishi, who was a very nice ascetic doing his tapascharya, and Indra becomes very disturbed seeing his tapascharya, because Indra is always fearful that somebody will take up my post. And so he goes in a garb, in different garb, and he says to that tapasvi with a sword in his hand, he says that I just have to go somewhere, can you just hold my sword for some time? And tapasvi says, okay, what's harm in holding a sword? So he holds a sword, and then Indra just disappears from that place. So tapasvi is alone with the sword. So now, in the beginning, he doesn't pay any attention. He's just continuing his meditation with the sword in his hand. And then he says that, wow, this sword looks very sharp. Let me try, what does it do? What it can do? So he tries it on some trees, and the trees are cut very easily. So then he says, wow, this sword is very nice instrument. Let me try it on animals. So then he becomes kind of a butcher after that, you know, and he loses all his tapasya. And because the instrument or the post or position is such a dangerous thing, that if one is not careful, then one will very easily can become, you know. So Sita Devi tells this to Lord Ram. So she warns Lord Ram. It's not that wives are not supposed to warn their husbands. But of course, Lord Ram then says that, no, I understand what you are saying, but I am not going to do that mistake. I am simply carrying bow and arrow just to kill Rakshasas who are disturbing the Rishis. So that's another example of chaste wife, Mother Sita. And now that we have discussed about Mother Sita, let's discuss where the all chastity is coming from. So all the chastity is coming from Srimati Radharani, who is the source of all the expansions, like Mother Sita or Lakshmi. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya, it is mentioned about Srimati Radharani, how chaste she is. Yara saubhagya guna vanche satya bhama. Her great fortune is desired even by queens like Satya Bhama. Yara thai kala vilasa shikhe vraja rama. All the gopis learn different arts, they want to learn different arts, not to impress people, but to serve Krishna. They want to learn different kinds of arts just to please Krishna. And from where do they learn all those arts? From Radharani. So, Yara Thai Kalavilas Shikhe Vraja Rama, Yara Saundaryadi Guna Vanche Lakshmi Parvati. So, Radharani's transcendental beauty and other good qualities are desired even by Goddess of Fortune Lakshmi and Mother Parvati. And Yara Pativrata Guna Vanche Arundhati. So Arundhati, wife of Vasishtha, is very famous in this world to be chaste wife. But she also desires, let me get a drop of chastity from Srimati Radharani so that my life will be successful. So that's the glorious position of Srimati Radharani. There is one very nice pastime that I heard in one class by His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. So one time Krishna, he decides to prove that how Radharani is the most chaste in the entire universe. So he falls sick and he takes another form of a physician. And Yashoda Maya is very concerned that, oh, my Krishna is sick, how will he get cured? He just had fever and he just, you know, fell unconscious. Now he's not coming to consciousness no matter what I'm trying. So this physician, who is also another form of Krishna, this mystic physician, he comes and he says that, oh mother, I have the remedy. But to make that medicine, to get Krishna well, I need one anupan. You know, with medicine they have some anupan. That means something that goes well with the medicine. So that anupan is that I will give you a pot full of holes and only a very chaste lady, if she fills up the water without leaking and brings it here, then I will prepare a medicine from that, brought by a chaste woman, and then Krishna will be cured. So Yashoda Maya says, okay, well, let me try. So then physician says, no, second condition is patient's mother cannot do this. Then Yashoda Devi is petitioning. She is thinking, oh, this Jatila, she is trying to correct every single woman in Vraja. So maybe she is very chaste. So let me approach her first. And then she goes to Jatila and she says, you know, Krishna is sick. You know, why don't you just fulfill this requirement? You are so chaste. Just take this pot, fill it from Yamuna, bring it to Krishna and he will be cured. So then Kutila says, mother, you don't take trouble, you know, I will do the needful. So then Kutila goes and she goes to the stream of Yamuna, and very confidently she dips that pot inside, and as soon as she picks it up, all water drains out. And Jatila becomes furious. She says that, oh, I didn't expect this from you. You are such a disgrace to our family. Either you kill yourself or I will kill myself in Yamuna. And then she says, just come out. You are so disgusted. I am so disgusted with you. I will try it now. And then Jatila, she takes the pot and she dips it in the water. And she takes it out very confidently, thinking that, oh, of course, who can be more chaste than me? Like that. And then, you know, needless to say, all the water drains out and all the gopis are laughing at Jatila. And Jatila is saying, oh, what kind of uncanny condition is this? Like, you know, I don't think it is going to work. If I am not chaste, then nobody in the entire universe is chaste. So like that. Then physician says, okay, don't be so nervous. He says that I will do some astrological calculation and I will tell you who can do that. And in the mind he acts as if he is calculating something. And then he says that, oh, there is one girl here who is the most chaste. That is Srimati Radharani ki. So she can do it. So then they tell her that, oh, you, Radharani, please, you do it. So Radharani just prays and she just, you know, takes that water, dips that pot into Yamuna. And Krishna, the mysterious Krishna, he closes all the holes from inside. And the entire water pot, she brings it to the physician, and he gives that fictitious medicine to Krishna, and Krishna comes back to consciousness. So actually speaking, this shows that actually the real, who is the real husband? Who is Krishna? So Radharani is the example or the source of all chastity towards, you know, Lord Krishna. And of course much could be discussed on this, but because there is less time, and today there are three, so I'll just discuss last point, and there are three big events today. I will just quickly go through them. So last point Prabhupada mentions here is, if they raise child to be a Vaishnava, he can save both father and mother. So I'll discuss just one example. There are many examples, like Dhruva Maharaj, when he was doing austerities, retiring and doing austerities as Badari Kashram, and when the Vaikuntha airplane comes for him, suddenly he remembers his mother. He says, oh, but what about my mother? Like, where is she? So then Vishnudutta says, don't worry, see, there is another airplane for her. You know, she'll also be delivered. And Prabhupada makes a very nice comment there, that even if the instructor is not so advanced, but if the disciple is strict, then disciple has the power to take the instructor also. What to speak of father, mother, but even his instructor, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru also, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada very humbly makes this statement here, which I like a lot. This Krishna consciousness movement is spreading now all over the world. And sometimes I think, this Prabhupada is writing, sometimes I think that even though I am crippled in many ways, if one of my disciples becomes as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, then he will be able to carry me with him to Vaikuntha Lok. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So one just point here, another very nice example is Vishwaroop. When Jagannath Mishra sees that Vishwaroop has come to right age, he decides to fix his marriage. And when Vishwaroop gets a hint, kind of anticipates that, and immediately runs away from home, takes sannyas. And Jagannath Mishra and Shashi become very sorrowful. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacifies them, saying that, oh, why are you sorrowful? There is no need to be sorrowful. Bhala haila Vishwaroop sannyasa karila. It's very good that Vishwaroop has taken sannyas. Matrukula pitrukula doi uddharila. By taking sannyas for sake of serving Krishna, he has delivered both matrukul and pitrukul. His mother's lineage and father's lineage, both are delivered. So don't worry. And then Mahaprabhu, then Nimai actually, he faints after eating Naivedya Tambul and the pan, that betel nut from Naivedya. And he comes out of that unconscious state and he says, mother, do you know, Vishwaroop came to my dream and he said, you also take sannyas. Then I told him, hey, how can I take sannyas? My father and mother are anath. They have no support. And I am balak. Ami ke jane sannyasera katha. How can I take sannyas now? Ami ha grohastha haiya kariba mata pitara sevan. I will become grohastha and I will serve mata pita. Iha tehi tushta haven Lakshmi Narayan. And that is how I will please Lakshmi Narayan. Tabe Vishwaroopa iha pathai lamore mata ke kahiyo koti namaskare. And then Vishwaroop told me, okay, now you go. Yes, you don't take sannyas. You go and you serve parents and tell my mother my millions of obeisances. Like that. So this is how we see that Eimata nana lila kare gaura hari ki karane lila iha bujitena pari. Of course Mahaprabhu later on takes sannyas for the deliverance of fallen conditioned souls all over the world. So this is about today's purport. And today also are three big events. First is Ganga Puja, Shri Ganga Puja. So glories of, I was thinking of discussing it, but I think time is not it's running out of time, is running out of time. Anyway, so Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he is just from Katak. He says that, Jagannath is calling me. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, Jagannath is calling me. I am going to Nilachal. Like that. And he is going towards Nilachal. And he sees that nobody is chanting Hare Krishna. And he says, what is the use of being at this place where nobody is chanting Hare Krishna? I haven't heard the name of Hari from a single resident here. What's happening? Better I should just drown myself somewhere. And then suddenly one child speaks Hare Krishna. And hearing that, Mahaprabhu becomes very happy and very jubilant. And in ecstasy, he says, hey, how is it possible that this child has chanted Hare Krishna? So somebody says that, you know, Ganga is only a little distance away from this place. So Mahaprabhu says, oh, now I understand. This is Ganga's influence that they have become, that we see devotees here. So then he says, Prabhu bole e mahima kevala gangara, ateva etha harinamera sanchara. Because Ganges is flowing nearby, therefore there is harinam going on here. And then he says that today I will take bath in Ganga. And like mad elephant, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is running towards Ganga. By the way, we are discussing because today is Ganga Puja. And so he just, Nityananda Sangekari Gangaya Majjan, Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu both just jump into Mother Ganges. Ganga, Ganga, Bali Bahu Karila Krandan. And calling out the names of Ganga, they just cry many tears, both of them. And then he starts glorifying Mother Ganges. I will just read this glorification. Gauranga glorifying Ganga. Premarasa swarupa tomara divyajala, shivase tomara tatva jane na sakala. He said, your waters are spiritual. Only Lord Shiva can understand your glories. Sakruta tomara nama karile shravana, tara vishnu bhakti haya kipuna bhakshana. Simply by hearing Ganga in proper mood, one can get Vishnu bhakti. Then what to speak of drinking Ganges water? Tomara prasade se Shri Krishna hena nama sphuraye jivera mukhe ithe nahi ana. So by her grace, by Ganga's grace, we can chant Hare Krishna. Even the insects, vultures and the dogs who are residing close to you are more fortunate than some millionaire staying at some distant place. And then she says that you have appeared just to deliver the fallen. Like that. And hearing this praise of Gauranga, Janavi Devi or the Ganga Devi becomes very shy, like because she is very cultured celestial goddess. She becomes very shy. Why? Because Je Prabhura Padapadme Vasati Gangar, Se Prabhu Karay Stuti Hena Avatar. That Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lotus feet is the source of Ganga, and that Mahaprabhu is glorifying Ganga. So Ganga become very shy to hear her own glorification. So then whoever hears this Gauranga glorifying Mother Ganga, he will get great devotion unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is about Ganga Puja. Today is also Ganga Mata Goswamini. I am just rushing. Ganga Mata Goswamini appearance day. So quickly, Ganga Mata Goswamini. Gadadhar Pandit's disciple is Anantacharya, who is Vinod Manjari in Krishna Leela. Anantacharya's disciple is Haridas Pandit, who is Rasa Manjari in Krishna Leela. And Haridas Pandit's disciple is Ganga Mata Goswamini. And Haridas Pandit, she first comes to Vraja. Chanting 3 lakh holy names every day and doing Govardhan Parikrama every day. And then Haridas Pandit, her guru, tells her to go to Jagannath Puri and renovate the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So she goes to that place, and her original name is Chachi Devi. But one time on Ganga Sagar Mela day, she becomes desirous desirous of taking bath in Ganges. And suddenly, Ganga flows from the feet of Lord Jagannath and comes to her ashram, takes her up, floats her, and takes her back to the lotus feet of Jagannath. And in the morning, Pujari comes inside the locked door, next to Lord Jagannath is sleeping this Chachi Devi. Chachi Devi is this Chachi Devi. Okay. And the Pujaris think, oh, she must be a thief or someone. So they just arrest her. And Jagannath comes to the dream of the king and this Pujari, saying that, oh, you have done great offense. This is all my Leela. Now to nullify that, you take initiation from her. So both of them take initiation from Chachi Devi. And Chachi Devi from that day is known by the name of, because Ganga Devi was so merciful to her, her name became Ganga Mata Goswamini. Kya Shri Ganga Mata Goswamini ki? Shri Ganga Devi ki. And third event today is Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan disappearance day. So Prabhupada dedicates entire Bhagavad Gita as it is to Baldev Vidyabhushan, who nicely presented Govinda Bhashya commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So it's very interesting that in Jaipur there was some debate going on. Shall I stop now? Shall I continue? Okay. So there was one debate going on that why are you worshipping the Ramanandi Vaishnavas? They were objecting, why are you worshipping Radharani with Govinda Dev? It's not bona fide. Secondly, your Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is not bona fide because you don't have Vedanta Sutra commentary. All other Vaishnava Sampradayas have Vedanta Sutra commentary. And third is, they were saying that there is no name of Radharani in Bhagavatam, like that. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur just sends his disciple Baldev Vidyabhushan to do the needful. So Baldev Vidyabhushan, he completely defeats them by quoting different Shastric references that how Radharani has to be worshipped with Krishna. Just like sun and sunlight cannot be separated, similarly Radharani and Govinda Dev cannot be separated. You know? And then he also presents, you know, how Bhagavatam indirectly mentions Radharani's names and many scriptures glorify Radharani's names. So there is no doubt. And final challenge is to write commentary. So if you have written any book, you know how much task and how taxing it is. You know, it's not a 2 days or 3 days job. And especially some scholarly presentation. And here, Baldev Vidyabhushan just prays to Govinda Dev that please let me, you know, defend this Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. And Govinda Dev personally instructs him for 3 days, the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And he comes up with that commentary and all the scholars and all the Vaishnavas become so satisfied that they accept their defeat and they accept Gaudiya Sampradaya as the bona fide Sampradaya. And this deity is of, therefore we know that Govinda who helped, and therefore the name of the Bhashya is also Govinda Bhashya. And the deities worshipped by Baldev Vidyabhushan, of course one deities are Radha Shyam Sundar, other deities are Radha Vijaya Govinda, the Govinda who helped him gain victory. That's his great contribution of saving the pride and the dignity of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So today we can pray to all these great souls that, you know, we can pray to Baldev Vidyabhushan that we gain devotional strength and purity to safeguard and defend and, you know, defend the Siddhanta against false arguments and false logic. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Is a question? Okay, yeah, 3 minutes. Okay, shall I? If somebody has questions, may I try to answer? I don't know. There are so many senior devotees here.
Generation of Prahlad Maharaj. 21 is a generation to confirmed.
Okay.
Upper Dham and five by Dham. Mother's generation, sister generation.
Jai. Next generation also.
Two generations from there, from the sister generation, our mother generation.
Okay, sidewise, upward and downward, all 21 generations are. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
And from the really represented story of physician and vision and history, I want to just to make everything like this. You describe that. By the mystic power, Krishna rocks the
hole.
This is not true.
This is not true? Okay, okay. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Yeah, so it's not Krishna, then that would take away the charm of the pastime, you know, like. So it's not Krishna who blocked it, but it's just got blocked, you know, inconceivable potency. Yeah.
Hey,
yes, bro.
This is not my question, but some slack today you will class about the glory, qualities of Chastai. So after class. Sometimes many Matas is told and is here personally. Why Prabhuji is there, you know, who is giving class, only describe the qualities of chastity, beauty of chastity. Why not describe the quality of a good husband?
Husband, yeah. So therefore in the beginning I was telling that there is different medicine for different patient. So husband is also a patient. So he has a different medicine. But because the purport was focusing today on chastity of wife, therefore we discussed it. Of course, similar could be discussed about duties of husband, how he needs to be lawful and so many other things. But that could be a subject matter of some different class.
I think you have already covered that topic also. Then you said that mother, Sri Tante said, never you can think about other women.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Maharaj, for saving me. सपने में भी नहीं सो सकते. Thank you so much. So I pray at all of your lotus feet that please give me some of your